Late September. What we're talking about here is the loss of so many gone away from where we are. You can say to heaven, if you believe, but for the time being they are gone from us, and we go on sitting in the early mornings, counting berries weighing down crepe myrtle limbs, or watching the sycamore sense its slightest sway. Sometimes, late September, I remember them, my dead, and think that I go out from where I am, as one might go down from a porch, and then take two steps off the bottom board, as if getting closer to a sound just barely there. And maybe it matters to have these moments alone, without the ones who mattered most to us. To have the absence wholly present, simply to stand for a time in the being of not being. I'll admit that's hard to comprehend, especially alone, without another voice to help along the kind of understanding that comes when two or more are gathered. What we're talking about here is the space between the sounds of the woodpecker's search for what's beneath the bark, the hunger each knows and flings against, over and over, until there's no sound between the lack of sound, and no tree, and no field, and ever and only the sky.